dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
In your career,
Steady J holds a title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, jockin' some more and tearing Lamona in your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music with hot models, we got em. Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio, to come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio, you could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dust Live with your boy, Steady J. Hot After Dust Monday. Yeah. Yes, everybody. We're glad to have you all. Man, we got a very hot show for you, as usual. Every year around this time, we always do the BET Awards wrap-up, and that's where... You know, usually that Monday, directly after the awards, we go in on some of the crazy stuff that went on during the awards. Now, y'all, today's show is going to be all awards talk because I got so much to talk about throughout the show. There will be music, of course, but there's also going to be a lot. All the talk is going to be about the awards. Also, later on the show, I will be allowing people to call in, share their responses, what they thought, you know, some things that were tripping them out and whatnot. And heck, you know, even if you can't call in, you can also hit us up on our social media. Hit us up on DustSpot, that's DustSpot on Twitter. Hit us up on there. And also hit us up on the Facebook, our fan page. And all you can do is go to facebook.com/DustSpot. And you'll be able to find us there, too. So do that. You'll be able to share your thoughts on awards if you can't call in. And, of course, the number to call in will be 347-202-0389. All right, now, I also want to give a time out to show love to my sponsor, who just been in it for a hot minute. And that's our boys over at audible.com. You should go check them out. We have over 150,000 titles in so many different genres that, you know, it's something for everybody. And if you always on the go, guess what? This is why the site is for you. It's an audio book website. So that means you can listen to the stuff on the go while you're running, while you're at work. You know, you're doing some other work and you can't quite look at or read a book at the moment. You can have some literary love for the day into your ears. So there you go. All right, man. And remind you, you can go get that 30-day free trial for free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/SteadyJ, S-C-E-D-D-Y, that is J. All right, so as far as the awards last night, man, it was just wow, so much. And I want to go first. I'm gonna go to my introductory tweet I did right before I started going in, because this is very important of what comes next. And as far as what happened, before I even started with the awards, man, I made a comment. I made a post because I know, oh my God, I know how I do. And I was mentioning, and we'll make sure I quote it right. Here we go. Tonight's the night where everyone takes over social media and try to commentate the BET Awards. Kermit, where you at? Now, it's funny because, you know, I've been trying to be good. I tell players, don't touch a thing. I'm very good about not telling everything about the awards, like not commenting everything, but I will roast about stuff and usually about clothes, not necessarily performance or not. But Oh, Lord, man, it was so much hot mess yesterday. A list of things, man, we're going to be talking about throughout the show. Of course, some of the hot-button things we'll be talking about is Pharrell, Usher, Chris Brown, Trey Songz, all the guys I've seen. Nicki Minaj, Young Money, Lionel Richie, Beyonce and Jay-Z, and a whole lot more stuff, man. You got a lot on the plate for today. Also, to remind you guys, this week we will be releasing issue number 10 of Human Canvas magazine. Be on the lookout for that. That's going to be the first male cover model on there. So you get to see that this is what we've been about this whole time, that it's not just about women being in magazines. It's a magazine for any person of any gender to be involved. So that's what we're here for. It is body art, man. So you're not just tattooing. You got body painting. You can do that. Or you're gonna see like, so you'll be getting a little trick, and I won't reveal it quite yet. I'll be revealing a little secret to behind-the-scenes trick that happened with some of the workers in the magazine. So I won't be talking about that later on in the week. Watch the post. I will be going on about it. And it's actually really good, man. I was very impressed by what they made happen. Also, too, on the grocery list of things, we'll be getting ready to release a contest. Well, three contests, that is. We'll be releasing a contest where there's going to be one for artists, one for models, and one for fans. Here's a catch 22. Here's not so much a catch 22. The fact that you can be an artist and a model and a fan, so you can be able to, you can be all those persons in one and be able to submit to each contest. So you're not restricted to how many contests you get into. You're allowed to do it however, man. And each of them, you get to win some good stuff, like some really, really good stuff. Hey, there's trips involved, one, music placement, some very good gear, man, some audio gear that you're definitely going to love. So definitely stay tuned. We will be mentioning the prizes and stuff for the contest more throughout the course of it. So be on the lookout for that. Also, too, July, you know, every July we bring you our annual Dusk Model Month. We'll be doing it again. This will be the fifth annual on Dusk Model Month, so I'm excited. 5 years running of this project, man. Can we give a hand to that? Yes, 5 years running. And because of this project, it played a very big entity of me working with models and eventually leading into stuff like Human Canvas. And so without it, you know, we wouldn't be doing as much of models and ultimately, you know, kind of being a forerunner, realizing that, dang it, man, I started sitting back and thinking, like, I work with models and stuff more than I work with artists. So it's interesting. Very, very, very interesting turn of events. So most definitely cannot wait, man. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to go into our first music break for today. We come back, we'll be going in on some of the stuff for the awards, man. And we'll be back right here on Life That Does Live, your boy, City J. On this first these first two tracks of the day, we'll be with my boy, Martin Carr. We got Get Away, followed by Shook Up.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze. Feeling all alone on those rainy days.
There's nowhere to run. I got nowhere to hide, yeah.
Yeah.
Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside. Inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside.
Inside,
the only thing that I need right now is for a better day. I wanna get away. Yeah.
look into your eyes, I see it. I 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 look into your eyes, I see it.
I know how I feel. I'm not gonna waste this chance with you.
I got this feeling. My mind made up. You got me feeling all shook up. There's no doubt about it. That you're so hot. You got me feeling all shook up. You got me all shook up.
We'll be right back. Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, we're back. We're back right here on Life as Us. How to Just Monday, the BET Awards wrap-up edition. All right, man. So, I tell y'all, we had a grocery list of things we're going to go in today on. They have fun with the awards, man. So, hope y'all got your seatbelts buckled because I will be going in. And there's going to be so on filters, it's not even funny. All right, so let's start at the gate. And it's going to be like a roller coaster because I'm going to mention good things. I'm going to mention bad things. So, buckle your seatbelt. All right, so first off, man, I'm going to go in on Pharrell. Pharrell actually started out their award show, which was an interesting choice because, you know, usually it's kind of almost the same people almost every year that do it or whatnot, or sometimes they have the host perform at the beginning. There's different things they do. This is a pretty good choice. Pharrell actually opened up. And, man, he went in, man. I was feeling the energy from it. It was a little, like I said, it was a little different than usual. And it opened it up with something that everybody can love, not necessarily for where, oh, no matter what part of the generation you're from, you didn't listen to the beginning, like, oh, my God, what the heck am I listening to? So, actually, he actually did a really, 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 really good job, so. Big ups to him, man, was doing this still. But yeah, man, so as far as him, man, he did a whole lot yesterday with the awards. When he opened up, he actually kind of hits like bam, 1-2 punches with some really good hotties. Like for instance, first off, he performed his track of that just definitely been all over. You know, there's Happy's been there, but Come Get It, Babe. Like there's another track that's on there that a lot of people are playing like crazy. It's on commercials. You know, you heard throughout the NBA playoffs a whole lot. So definitely you couldn't escape hearing that song either. And he had kind of just painting the picture for those of y'all that didn't get a chance to see it. Far as how he had it, he had some like some cheerleaders in the back and on their sweaters, the cheer sweaters that said Bay, like BAE, song called Come Get It, Bay. It worked, and it was nice, man. You know, it was clean. The girls are sexy, but it wouldn't. I had to be over sexy. It kind of was like cute sexy with it, so it was interesting. But then he pulled a 1-2 punch on us, came out the box with your girl Missy Elliott performing. Wow. That was crunk, man. You know, it was kind of like a mashup. You know, you had Come Get It, Bay, and then he mashed up with Missy Elliott coming out, rapping to past that, you know, her track, past that Dutch. So you got it coming, and it just all flowed right, because, of course, you know, Pharrell has a little bit something to do with that. And it was hot, man. It was, you can definitely feel the energy. And it was definitely, if you need something to hype you up, to get you ready, that was it. Now, before I get into any more of the awards in itself, as far as, you know, what other stuff that happened during the awards, I'm going to go backwards and go to the pre-show. I didn't even throw that at y'all. Now, the pre-show, we got some performances like, because that's when you get the pre-show. You get some performances you don't really want to take the time out to see during the awards. Let's keep it real. And in this case, man, it was hit and miss. It was like stuff you're like, oh, okay, I can rock with that. And then I was like, oh, God, you're so full. I want to go ahead and say this is a problem I've been having all yesterday. And it's going to come into play a lot of times throughout the rants I have about the awards yesterday. Sagging, man. I got to sit back. Now, y'all could say I signed some old fogey. First, I'll remind y'all, y'all know I do not at the same time my age is. I am 27, and I just, before time, you know, I have just not been rocking with this whole sag my pants up. And it's getting extreme to where you sag your pants in cases that are not even accepted by people who like to sag their pants measurements. Like, it's ridiculous. I don't know where y'all getting this crap from and who, I mean, wow, man, like, what heck happened? And the thing is, too, like, what some people would say, it seems like it's getting worse and worse throughout the years, man. Like, people's pants just coming out more and more and more. Or it's not even just that. They got them tight as heck, and they're coming out more and more and more. I don't know who told y'all that stuff was cute. I mean, but some of these girls, they like that stuff, man. They think that's cute. And for me, if that's what you think, that portrays the thought to you that that's what a thug is. No, not all thugs sag. Let's just keep it 10,000. Not all thugs sag, man. Let's get that out. Let's get that out of y'all system now. Can we get it here, man? That's so cool. It's just dumb. Why y'all get this idea from that's the case? Really, it's just ignorant. And, you know, I don't understand this. I've never understood about sagging. If you plan to do something really stupid, and you're going to chase someone in the run, and you fall, that's on you. You wonder why you're falling? Hell, your damn pants run you guys at ankles. Of course you're going to fall. Y'all, y'all give me a headache, man. But anyways, I'll be going in on people sagging a whole lot. Rich Homie Quan's performances was kind of up and down for me, because sometimes I just don't be too much caring about. But he performed my song on Walkthrough. I like that song. It kind of gets you crunk. For me, I was listening to it on Saturday. Saturday morning, I had to wake up early, and I was listening to it. That hook that like gets you. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. You know, it just, oh man, you feel like amped because it's like you gotta start the day off going into a mirror and looking in the mirror and saying that to yourself, because it just brings a great sense of high self esteem to yourself and self worth. Of just letting yourself know you feel like a man. And it's great to know that, man. Like, it's not being, not necessarily being from a cocky standpoint. It's coming from just a inner peace of being able to feel comfortable around people. And I like song is definitely something that kind of gets you in that tone. And the beat, I like the beat to it. It's just, like, wow, man. And Rich Homie Quan's verses weren't too bad in there either. I could do it at the beginning part, real nigga walk through the beginning. He does that, and he missed me with that. But other than that, it's pretty good. Rick Ross was at the pre-show yesterday, and you know, for those of you, I've been paying attention to the news, hip hop news and stuff that's been going on. Rick Ross actually he lost weight recently. He's lost over 100 pounds. And you definitely can see it yesterday. I'm going to be jumping back and forth around the awards about that. Wow, just sitting back and just really thinking about a lot of people who've lost weight, who, you know, definitely had some weight battles or whatnot. Definitely, man. Can we give a hand to them, too? Can we give them? It's just so great to see y'all doing it, too. And see so many, it's just so many people doing it, though. It's not just, hey, do this. They are really taking heed to doing it. And they're not necessarily it's having to be really fast. It's gradually happening. As it's gradually happening, it's keeping a permanent, it's keeping a semi-permanent thought process about it. You had Lettucey, who actually performed for the Lionel Richie tribute. She was looking a little slimmer. Like you already know even more so when people get a little slimmer, they do a whole lot more moving on the stage than what they usually do. And Rick Ross was a testament to that. Like, Rick Ross is moving extra extra yesterday because he lost weight. Now, I was having a problem with his tail sagging, but he was moving and he was losing. And he lost some weight. Shout out to you, Rick Ross. Lettuce, he was moving around too. Big ups to you. You was looking good, man. You was looking good. Jennifer Hudson, good guys. Then you got to get me started. See, what I like about Jennifer Hudson and Lettuce, their weight loss, they're not trying to get super skinny. They trying to lose weight to be healthy, be a healthy weight. But they keep that thickness to them. It's a beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful thing to see that they still keep the thickness to them. Because you can be slim and thick at the same time. It ain't wrong with that. You ain't got to be a complete thick. Now, there's some other people I'm going to throw to the list that I might throw to the dogs. Oh, for real, I'm going to Pharrell because I wasn't done with him yet. He was all right. This outfit was all right doing the performance, but I don't know what the heck he was wearing, like, later on in the show. The guy named Ugg Boots. Like, Ugg Boots, what, dude? Really? Ugg Boots? In L.A.? Hey, what's going on? People breaking some rules being in L.A. yesterday. I don't understand. Like, it's too hot. It's too hot as hell for some of the stuff y'all were doing. That goes back, speaking of people who was wearing stuff they had no business wearing in L.A., and this hot behind weather, Usher, which put on a heck of a performance yesterday. He took us back. He was taking us to a journey in time of playing. He had his music all the way from back in the 90s. And then he just started gradually coming further and further. So he got to his hot new single, which is like probably the best song on radio, on mainstream radio right now. Let's keep it real. No people will get mad. But it is what it is. All good kisser. And can we please remind the girls out there? I mean, y'all were here singing, I don't even know it. He talking about giving a head and have y'all tell y'all giving a head. Y'all sing this song. Yes, I did call y'all out about that. But Usher, man, you was all right with the outfit until we got to that hat. And you knew about the hat. That's why you took it off during the performance. He knew exactly what he was doing. But with the hat, wow, wow, wow. This dude here, he had this freaking Daniel Boone hat on. Like, this dude looked like Super Mario 3. I'm going to take the raccoon suit and fly up in the air and go catch the freaking vine to the clouds. Like, you tripping, man. I don't know who told you to put that hat on, but that hat, dude, do not hunting. This ain't Dance with Wolves. I mean, I got a lot of jokes. All day long, we going to tell about it. My dad said he looked like he was about to, like he just got out of Alamo rental car. It was rolling in yesterday. You were not safe, sir. He was not safe yesterday. So, yes. We did not cover that hat. We honestly didn't cover that hat. I'm just being 10,000. Now, again, I said Usher's, and going back to, and going to the next, more R&B. Because yesterday was very R&B oriented. I like that, you know. I like R&B is my favorite. Some people feel it'll be hurt, but R&B is my favorite of the genres. R&B is because I like the feeling, the different feelings you get from it. And it sets the mood so. It's just the mood so right, like you want to be, and you want to just be like relaxing. You go and do something like R&B gets it, man, and the musicianship that comes to R&B even more is even more makes you love even more. So, big ups to R&B was doing their thing yesterday. Chris Brown performed yesterday. Yeah, no, he was recently released, and it's one of his first performances. Big ups to Chris Brown. I'll trade songs in August. I'll see them performing each other. I will be going them each piece by piece. Chris Brown, man, you had a heck of a performance, sir. Both with performing them and performing your own music. Like, man, wow, it was really great, man. You had the drummer up there playing while he was dancing and pop locking, just going in. Trey Songz, you know, doing his thing, going in singing, you know. Wasn't too flashy, but he did. You know, he did what he does. And yet the girls, Lord, man. Well, yesterday, man, the girls, these performances, y'all was between that performance, Usher's performance, Pharrell performance, y'all had the girls up there, man. I was killing it yesterday. Y'all had my eyes glued. Shout out to the girls. Always I've seen it, man. You knew I wasn't going to lead you out to the discussion about sagging pants. I heard of sagging pants, but God dang it, sagging in a suit, really? You can earn a trick in the water there. And we even do a record music. You get the crickets, man. What the heck? Who the heck sat in a suit? Like, when did that become hot? And some of the people, some of these girls are here eating that up right now. Like, what is that doing? Y'all eating that up. You know, it's just not cute. Like, this is what God, and you wonder why you get nothing type of guys, because they see y'all hooping and hollering over the ignorance. And so they trying to emulate what they see as y'all keep talking about it, y'all. Hooping and hollering about, and then that's, and you get a type of dude you might not want. Y'all gotta start thinking. Think about it. Y'all cultivate dudes y'all want. Think about that for a second. Nicki Minaj's performance. I didn't come for that. I was just so confused. Motorcycle ride to the sun. And all of a sudden, this confusing ass performance that she was doing. I didn't come for it. I don't know what the heck was going on. Lana Richie, man, a lot of people mad at you, bro. You didn't perform Zoom. You wrong for that, man. You wrong for not performing Zoom. But you did perform All Night Long. That's my personal favorite Lana Richie song. You performed it. But guess what that means? I'm crying. So I can get mad at y'all one by Zoom. He performed All Night Long. I hear that song. That's something to be turned up. Yes. I said that. A 27-year-old that said, All Night Long, just in terms of, I did say it. Going back to Nicki Minaj, man, she won the best female rap artist for the fifth time. Fifth time? BET, can we get, now y'all gonna see I'm hating with your chicken. BET, y'all wrong. Y'all be putting these people in this category knowing dang well they ain't going. Y'all wrong for that, man. Y'all be wrong as heck. And it, I mean, what that award shows, it shows exactly what y'all choose to promote and big up as far as in the female rap artists, man. This is what's happening. I'm sorry, Nicki Minaj is the only rap artist out there. Iggy Azalea, man, you decent, but you ain't enough to like put you on my watch and say, man, she's like lyrical. Nah, kind of like corny. At least Nicki Minaj, man, she come with it, man. She'll have stuff, but it's too much. You guys ever give it too much bubblegum rap, man. It's driving me nuts. And, I mean, the thing is, you can't, it'd be different if you perform bubblegum rap and you weren't trying to pretend like you was on some real lyrical type stuff. That's my problem comes in it. Another thing that was like, wow, that was a wild trip to me. Jay-Z, Beyonce, y'all wrong for that, man. Y'all Memorex the heck out of us. Y'all Memorex us. Y'all wrong as hell for Memorex in that performance. That is wrong. Y'all wrong for that. Y'all know it. Y'all probably don't even know. Y'all below the goddamn awards. They just like, well, we're going to just stream it last minute, man. All right, cool. Like, wow, y'all really had us going. And y'all didn't really, like, come tell us flat out and said it was all off location. Y'all knew people were going to stay glued and they wanted to see. And y'all wrong as heck for that. Wow, wow, wow. Shoot, man, that being said, man, shoot, we can go ahead and go to that music break. After we come back, we will be allowing people to call in and share their thoughts about the awards, man. You got anything you want going on? Speak your mind, man. The mic will be open to go in as hard as you want. We got some new music on board Uzi. He's definitely holding up with Dominica and can't wait to know. This is my first time playing music by him. He's definitely supporting the movement and glad to debut some new music, man. I'm kicking off with one of the tracks. You got some more coming in, too, back-to-back with this. First track is going to start off. It's going to be Usual Teens featuring Fierce right here on Life at Dust Live, Hack at Dust Monday, BET Awards 2014 edition. Let's go.
Hey, gal, double O that Y. You know what, so we get no gal, no gal, no gal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, Fierce, listen when me tell the gal. Watch I know, watch I know, watch I know, gal. Been loving up your timing like your flow, gal. And you fi know, you fi know, you fi know, gal. If me no get that body day tonight, me nah go, gal. Say you got it pan lock, Louis Vuitton, say you got it like that. Girl, your bumper so big, grab on me bike back. And you know, so me love it when you fling it like that. Hey, gal, say you know me not pretend. Me I tell you straight, say me love the gal them. But are you, gal, fi be me closest friend. Me I tell you straight, me no want none of them. Me no want none of them, me no want none of them. Mount a gal me have me coulda borrow and lend. But are you, gal, fi be me closest friend. Tell you that already, know me telling you again, again, gal. Forget, gal, that are you. Big head girl, that's a usual thing. Big head girl, that's a usual thing. But it's one girl, yeah, she got everything, yeah. Big head girl, that's a usual thing. Big head girl, that's a usual thing. Big head girl, that's a usual thing. But it's one girl, yeah, she got everything, yeah. Baby girl, me and the Rujo are the same. Last week, me meet a nigga and wait. Money is legal, a different and safe. Girl, are you me saying now? Girl, are you me saying now? Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. But this one girl, yeah, she got everything, yeah. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. But this one girl, yeah, she got everything, yeah. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. But it's one girl, yeah, she got everything, yeah. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. But it's one girl, yeah, she got everything, yeah.
Yo, 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 yo. Summertime. Come on.
Yo, yeah. You see, see that summer, yeah.
Me want a nice, nice catty. Come on, nice, nice catty.
Yo, the areas. Yo,
SP.com.
Me want a catty boom boom click parmedic. Me want a catty boom boom click parmedic. TikTok and flick parmedic. Make a do the thing called the flick parmedic.
That girls all over.
Wanna be my chick with a Christian, Islamic, or Catholic. Some of the Hawaii talk, we are sipping up girls for the beat and them walking in it. So, Uzi, make we run to the bar. Tell them the place how you know man a star. Girl from Brazil, girl from Panama. Me no care who you is, me no care who you are.
Oh yeah, we party all day.
And we no care what you say. Man a party from night.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, summertime and you know me feel nice. Me no care about nobody now.
Party all night. So everybody let me hear you say. So everybody let me hear you say. Oh yeah.
So FG just a gwan so bad. All of the girl them a gwan so mad. Some of y'all, everybody so glad. Watch your girl a bubble up on the floor.
Oh God.
We a spend now, we want our money in our pocket. Soon FG a go take off like a rocket. Man ever straight, we no bend up like grass. So some eat that, why you better watch it, me a tell you say. Big man with the energy, used to drink pride.
When you better know, say that me feel alright, yeah. So me sing again.
From this summer sun and then me feel alright. Big man with the energy, used to drink pride.
You delirious, everything is alright, yeah.
Hey, summertime and you know me feel nice. Me no care about nobody now. Hey, man I drink all night, alright.
the song.
We a party all night.
So everybody let me hear you say. So everybody let me hear you say. Oh yeah.
So my Simon, you know me feel nice.
Feel nice, feel nice.
Me no care about nobody now.
Party all night.
Hey, so time and you know me feel nice. Me no care about nobody now. Hey, man I drink all night, all right, until we are to the sun.
We a party all night.
So everybody let me hear you say. So everybody let me hear you say. Oh yeah. So time and you know me feel nice. Me no care about nobody now. Man I drink all night, all right, until we are to the sun.
We a party all night.
Everybody let me hear you say. So everybody let me hear you say. Oh yeah.
My baby girl.
Hey, girl, you make me want to spend every time. Me I tell you straight, girl, you one of a kind. Simplicity in your beauty, you so divine. So me have to tell you where they by my mind, girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you in my world. You're my favorite girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. You're my favorite girl. And I want you. You are the best me ever get in her. Sweet and the kisses for me, let me can't get in her. Hold me tight, girl, tell me say me body now. She know me a man forever, no, she nah let me go. The way you make me feel, my girl. Like me want for second, don't go keep it real, my girl. That's the deal, my girl. Loving what we have, you know it real, my girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you in my world. Make me feel so good. You're my favorite girl. And I want you in my world. Beautiful. Hello me dear, in my heart, in my mind, and baby in my prayer. To show you how much I care. Got me talking happily, like me win the lottery. Your loving take a toll of me, make me speaking properly. You charge me like a battery, want to fulfill your fantasy.
Oh no.
You charge me like a battery, want to fulfill your fantasy. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you in my world. You're my favorite girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. You're my favorite girl. And I want you in my world. You're my favorite girl. And I want you in my world. You make me want to spend every time. Me I tell you straight, girl, you one of a kind. Simplicity in your beauty, you so divine. So me have to tell you where they by my mind, girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you in my world. You're my favorite girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. You're my favorite girl. And I want you in my world. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you in my world. You're my favorite girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. You're my favorite girl. And I want you in my world.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddy J. Hot to Dusk Monday. The BET Awards Wrap-Up 2014 Edition. All right, man. This is the time where I will be sharing some closing thoughts on some of the stuff from there, as well as I'm going to talk about some of the stuff that I post on social media. I'm sending peeps, man, what they've been posting. All right, so some stuff I thought was pretty funny. Yesterday, this is shared from Tory Brooks' page. Hey, y'all know the Kermit the Frog thing they've been doing lately. They've been going in. Well, this is Tory Brooks' page. She has. Some of y'all ain't got cable. Y'all just reposting shit to make it look like y'all watching the BET Awards. Ma'am, you are hilarious as heck for that one. I saw that one and lost it. Man, they definitely, a lot of people are doing that. You can tell. You can always tell what they do because then, you know, it don't feel like it's too much of a reused joke. Or if they don't really say anything, they just kind of share other people's posts because they can't really go in. So, yes, that kind of indicated when you know that they're just reposting. And she said, perfect. Y'all just reposting, man. Y'all not, yeah, you can always tell when. Some other stuff, man, y'all, because y'all were going in. Shout out to Audie Burns, man, my boy DJ Chase. Going the heck in yesterday, having the no chill button. first off, man, Audie, man, he was going in. I'll be at Floyd Mayweather to be like, I don't know what to do with my hands. And that's with him using the good old Ricky Bobby picture, man. That was hilarious. Like, I was tripping off of that. And this is, he goes to the starting moment now. Y'all not before where we got to set this up for y'all. There's this spot. It's called Club Ice now. And it's more for an older crowd now. You know, for older crowd. But it used to be called the ballroom. Back in high school, me, it was called the ballroom. Before everybody started going out to Venus Beach in the stadium, you was going to the ballroom. You was, they had to go, you stood up, but then there are the things that you used to do in the ballroom. It used to be right hand, or you do whatever way you started. Then I did it like across the chest, like right arm, left arm, thrust. And you usually did it to a slow jam. So when he was talking about, I didn't hit the ballroom when they came on. He was referring to the 90s R&B portion of the show. Wow, y'all know me. All people who've been rocking me for a while, they know I love to put out 90s R&B mixes. And I do myself a mix it up, release a track for you. That's for free for you to download and listen and enjoy and play for yourself. I be going in. I be finding stuff and we'll throw it together. And you be like, man, I heard this track in a while. That's what I'm going to do another one because they have definitely given me some juice to want to do another one. Got a really hot one, so be on the lookout for that. But the 90s R&B mix, man, oh, my God, y'all was going in. Silk came out, Silk came out with it, man. They had you looking like, whoa. They were starting trouble in my timeline yesterday. He was ready to make some babies yesterday. Y'all, Audie was talking about Busta Rhymes like old I from coming to America. She's your queen, which, by the way, Busta Rhymes, you thought I was going to let you get by as I lost me, huh? Nope, I wasn't. That Candyland hoodie you had on, sir? We didn't come for the Candyland hoodie, I'm just telling you. they were talking about the old, that girl looked like one of the old Soul Train dancers with Usher. The one who was grinding up on him, he was talking about her. Oh, my God. And he was actually going in about the sagging in the suit. He was not feeling it either. You know, we're not old folks, man. We're pretty young. And it is unacceptable, man. You got to know it's stupid. My brother pretty much summed it up pretty well. He says, the latter half of the BET Awards is pretty good. But who else wanted to hear Spread My Wings with Troop came out then? Yeah, I mean, we love this girl, man. All I do is think of you. That's my second favorite song by y'all. Not saying that they don't like it. That second favorite song. Everybody knows the tribute song, Nostalgic, would have been Spread My Wings. That would have tripped me out. I remember that video came on Midnight Run. I was laughing my ass off because of hairstyles and stuff. They were going in. They were going there, man. All right, but wait, there's more. Yeah, they had Cut Me Bad out there for 90s R&B mix. Thinking, I want to set you up. And they were going in, I told y'all. They were trying to start, maybe even have some babies yesterday. another one, man, Trace, I'm sharing. I said I wasn't going to post anything, but why are they sharing button-ups tonight? God dang it, I would say the same thing. They just kept, I seen the same, it's like everybody got the memo, let's all go to Old Navy, get the same goddamn shirt, or they went to the CITI, Transit, Fashion for Less. I don't know what they were on yesterday. The City Transit got a free promotion just then. It helped with the role, so I had to do it. But that was ridiculous, man. Y'all was tripping out. Oh, my God. Like, wow. YG, my brother did not come from YG. He was being driven nuts by him. And, man, that's pretty much the feedback we got from him, man. A lot of people just laughing. Their behinds off, really. I'll tell you one moment yesterday that really had me rolling. As I called out, there was a point in the show where Chris Rock was asked a bunch of white people about BET Awards, like different questions. So Chris Rock asked this woman, he said, should Macklemore win the BET Award? So she proceeds to say, but isn't it Black Entertainment Television? I'm like, I got to take a step back. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, that gave me so much life. When I heard that, because everybody was thinking it, but you didn't say it. It was like, ma'am, you are the real MVP. All right, man, we rolling on the album, man. As we go ahead and close the show, if you missed any parts of the show, or you want to catch on the old shows, any shows coming up, make sure you go to blogtalkradio.com/PDJ, that's PEDDY, letter J. It's available on other places like iTunes, Beyond the Pod app, all over, man. Check it out. And also, make sure you check out our sponsor over at audible.com. That's audibletrial.com/CEDDY, C-E-D-D-Y-J. That'll give you a free 30-day trial along with a free audiobook download. All right, you guys, man, we getting ready to roll on out, man. Remind you of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune into the episode of Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Sonny J, Hot to Dusk Monday. This is this year's BET Wrap-Up Edition. We'll see y'all for next year's BET Wrap-Up Edition. And make sure to check out the rest of the shows throughout the week, man. We out. Peace.